أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قلنا لك إن ربك أحاط بالناس وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayah explained the reason why Allah azza wa jal allows the anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam to display certain miracles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions specifically the miracle of Salih alayhi salam, where he made dua to Allah upon the request of his people to allow a pregnant she camel to walk through a mountain, a rock mountain, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed that to happen, and Allah says it was an eye-opener for them, but they killed this miracle of Allah azza wa jal, and as a result of that, they were destroyed completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, remember, we have said to you that we have surrounded all of mankind with our power, our qudrat, from every angle and from every direction, we have them surrounded. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the scenes that we allowed you to witness on the occasion of Isra and Mi'raj, we have made that as a fitna, as a test for people. A test for people, and we said that many Muslims were tested through the Mi'raj, and not many, but there were few who found it hard to accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them upon his return from Al-Mi'raj, as a result of which they became apostate, and they left the fold of Islam. Then Allah speaks of Ash-Shajarat Al-Mal'una, the accursed tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and the deniers of the accursed tree. Allah has just referred to it as a tree that has been cursed in the Quran. Ash-Shajara Al-Mal'una fil Quran. Which tree is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to? The Mufassirin explain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to a specific tree that is found in the depth and at the center of Jahannam. It is known as Shajaratu Zakum. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Shajaratu Zakum, and Allah describes it. Allah has given a very clear and a very vivid description of this tree that is found in the depth of Jahannam. And Allah says it is Ta'amul Athim. It will serve as a dish for those who will be found in Jahannam. And it is a very terrible tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how whenever they eat of it, it will neither fatten their bodies, nor will it satisfy their hunger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this tree and he says, نُخَوِّفُهُمْ, we are warning them of this tree and of course of Jahannam. فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. Allah says, it's strange that the warnings that we issue them only seem to be adding to their rebellion. And how often we find with people sometimes, they are warned of perhaps the evil consequences of the deeds. But the more they are warned, the more stubborn they become, the more rebellious they become. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this as an attribute of the mushrikeen. Allah says, فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ. Allah is warning them of Jahannam. Allah warns them of the food that has been prepared for the people of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them of the evil consequences of the deeds that they will face in this dunya and akhirah. But all it does is it just increases them in their rebellion, and no ordinary rebellion. Allah says, تُغْيَانٌ كَبِيرًا, an enormous, a very powerful form of rebellion and stubbornness that they display. Allah then speaks of the moment when Allah said to the angels to prostrate to Adam. Why does Allah speak of Adam alayhi salam? After speaking of the rebellion, the stubbornness, the pride and arrogance of the mushrikeen in this dunya, who will not accept the warnings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued, and it does not bring about a transformation in their lives. Allah speaks of the event of Adam alayhi salam, because there you had Iblis who also refused. Iblis refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. Why? Because of his rebellion and because of his arrogance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that this rebellion and the arrogance that people express and they display by refusing to submit to the will and the command of Allah is in fact a satanic characteristic of the devil. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of that incident. Allah says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. Remember when we said to the angels, أُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Prostrate to Adam. All of you prostrate to Adam. This was of course after he was created and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him in front of all the angels. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. They all prostrated except for Iblis. Apart from Iblis. Now we spoke of Iblis previously and we spoke of his origin and we spoke of how Iblis was taken up to the heavens by the malaika. He was in fact a jinn. He belonged to the jinn kind. And he always thought himself to be special, because as he grew up amongst the malaika and the angels, he realized that they are created from something else and I am created from something completely different. I'm created from fire. So he knew there's something special about him, and that's why he felt that he was the most special and the closest of Allah's creation to Allah Azza wa Jal. But when he witnessed this, the honor that was given to Adam alayhi salam, never did Allah tell the angels to prostrate to him. Never was he given that honor. So he realized that now there is someone, or there is this creature that Allah has created that has robbed me of my position and the spot that I enjoyed. You have this rivalry, even amongst children today. You have what we call sibling rivalry amongst the children. And here you have this rivalry that of course was displayed from the devil. And he always thought himself, that is what he perceived and thought himself to be the special creature. And here he found that Adam alayhi salam was given honor that no other creation was ever given. So he realized that he is more special than me. Or when he was asked about the reason why he didn't prostrate, he says, أَأَسْجُدْ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَ. Arrogance and pride. What did he say? Should I prostrate to the one whom you have created from mud? You have created him from dirt. You have created him from mud. Should I prostrate? Shall I prostrate to somebody whom you have created from mud? قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ. And then he adds to that. He tells Allah Azza wa Jal, you see this one whom you have given honor over me. That was it. He could not bear the fact that Adam alayhi salam was given a position greater and more superior than the position he perceived he had occupied. So he says, أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ. Do you see this one? And look at the word he uses for Adam. He says, هَذَا الَّذِي. This one whom you have created and whom you have given honor above me. لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. He tells Allah Azza wa Jal, if you give me respite up to Qiyamah and allow me to live up to Qiyamah, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He says, I will certainly subdue his progeny and mislead them and misguide them except a few from amongst them. May Allah grant us the understanding.